Hello?
Hello.
Hi, ma'am. My name is Susan. I'm calling from Norris Surveys, a professional public opinion research firm. We are interviewing residents of Miami-Dade County about some important issues, and we would like to include your opinion. Do you happen to have a few minutes to provide us, to help us out with the survey?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Are you, to be sure we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age? Are you under 18, between 18 and 29, between 30 and 39? Or
30.
Between, okay, thank you. Are you currently a resident of Miami-Dade County?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you have any children under the age of 18 that live in your home for whom you are the primary caregiver, regardless of whether they are your children or someone else's?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of local organizations or community institutions. For each one, please tell me if you have heard of the organization. If you never heard of them, just let me know. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. The Children's Trust, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Anna, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Children's Trust? You very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I am not sure. I don't really have any feedback regarding the organization because I don't really use them.
Okay.
So I don't really have any feedback, but I have heard of the organization.
Okay, so let's see here. Just one second. Okay. What about the United Way of Miami-Dade County?
United Way, yes.
Okay. The United Way, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the United Way of Miami-Dade County?
Favorable.
Okay. Miami-Dade County Homeless Trust?
Never heard of it.
Okay. Have you ever searched for information about programs and services for children in your family?
Yes.
Okay. When you search for information about programs and services for children under your care and your family, which of the following do you use most frequently? Do you call the 211 helpline, search the internet, ask a child teacher or child care, use an app on your smartphone, or ask your doctor's child's doctor, or online community, ask a friend or family member, or you just visit a specific website?
I usually just Google.
Okay.
Or I'll ask my son's teacher.
Okay, so we'll put Ask Child's Teacher. Okay. Now, we are going to go into a little bit more detail regarding the local institution in particular, and for this survey, we'll be talking about the Children's Trust. How have you primarily learned about the Children's Trust? A news story you saw on television or your own children? Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Have you ever specifically searched for information about programs funded by the Children's Trust?
No.
Okay. Have you ever visited the Children's Trust website?
Yes.
Okay. Based on your familiarity,
I think I made a donation one time.
Oh. Okay.
I think it was Christmas or something like that. So yeah.
So you're familiar. Okay. Based on your familiarity with the work of the Children's Trust, would you characterize its impact on Miami-Dade County as positive, negative, or no impact? Would you feel very positive, somewhat positive, or somewhat negative, or very negative, or no impact?
Somewhat positive.
Okay. When considering the work of the Children's Trust in Miami-Dade County, in a few words, how would you characterize or describe the impact that the Children's Trust has in the community, in your own words?
Could you repeat that?
Yes. When considering the work of the Children's Trust in Miami-Dade County, in a few words, how would you characterize or describe the impact that the Children's Trust has in the community? In your own words, how would you describe that impact?
Well, I think only because that I haven't really worked with the Children's Trust and I've only made one donation to them.
Oh, no.